waiting at the end of the line. This is Dr. Bill Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today, waiting at the end of the line. Every time Ellen comes back from visiting in town, she's always talking about being in the grocery shopping checkout line and how she meets all of these beautiful little children in the line. She doesn't mind being last in the line. In fact, sometimes she even goes behind somebody who's ahead of her because she wants to get behind somebody who has a little child in their basket. And she says to the little child, "You're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious." And the child looks up at her and says, that's true, that's true." And the mother is paying the checkout girl and not paying any attention to this, not realizing the little love affair that's going on there between Ellen and every little child that she meets. How often are we caught up at the end of the line and do we grumble just a little bit about it? Do we think, "Oh darn, here I am at the end of the line, I wanted to be in a hurry, I had places to go and things to do." One of the big wonderful things of life is to make every moment count. Make every moment count, no matter where you are or what you're doing, make every moment count. You have the opportunity to be at the end of the line, and that's wonderful. I know I tell my family here at home that I like to be at the end of the line and not at the beginning. And they say, "Well, Herb, you know, you're the boss, you're in charge, you should be at the beginning." I say, "Well, when you serve food and you serve me first, I sit here and wait for you to sit and eat and my food gets cold. Or I sit and eat it and feel unhappy with all of you." Now, rather, if all of you, whoever is doing the serving, were at the counter, and you had all the plates sitting there, and you decorate each plate with the food that is to go on it, and then as soon as all the plates are ready to be put on the table, then you send them to the table. "But it might get cold that way." Well, don't plan it that way. Plan it that it stays hot. You see, there's a restaurant. Restaurants have these things constantly with many, many plates, and maybe there's six people at a table, and oftentimes each with a different type of dish. Now, how do they keep those dishes hot? How do they keep those dishes warm for all the members of the table so they all get their food at the same time so they can eat together? Now, why do they want to eat together? They want to eat together because they want to eat as a harmonious group. Now, what would we do on the campus of the University of Healing? What would we do to keep our food warm until everyone is served? Well, I think if we were to visit a Chinese restaurant, we would learn a lesson of infinite proportions. The Chinese restaurants seem to have soup that is so hot, it takes a long time. Almost half the meal passes before you can eat the soup comfortably. And the food, it seems as though they have little hot pebbles inside the food all over, but they aren't. And it keeps the food extremely warm, extremely almost hot. And so you're halfway through the meal, eating it gingerly, and it's cooling off enough to eat. But everyone has their meal served hot. Now, what do they do? What do they do? Well, they figure there's a way to do it, and they have done it. And perhaps one day we'll stop in a Chinese restaurant and see what they do. Now, they do have these gadgets that you set on top of the counter, which have a heat lamp on it, and you set the plates of food under the heat lamp, and while you're preparing each plate, the heat lamp keeps the food warm. But surely there is a better way. Sometimes it pays just to stand and watch people as they do their chores. And you say, "Well, I'd never get anywhere if I did that." Well, that's true. But stand in line, be at the end of the line in a Chinese restaurant, and watch how they're serving that food. Watch how the food remains hot. Oh, that's in a hot table, and underneath is a steam table that comes up underneath the pans of food, and they put the covers on the food that they're not using, and they keep it all hot. Yes, but look at how quickly they serve everyone. Look at how quickly the cover is off and on, and yet the food still remains hot. Isn't that an interesting thing? Isn't that a fascinating thing? Well, Waiting at the end of the line can have many benefits for us. I was walking out of the Sears store the other day, and in the Sears store, an announcement was coming over the loudspeaker, very slowly, very tediously. This is a special bargain for Sears shoppers who are present in the store today. And I was just about walking out. But I did hear them say, anyone who is interested in having a gift from Sears may go downstairs into the television area where the televisions are sold, and there will be a clerk ready to give each shopper in the store today a gift. And I thought, now, do I really want to walk down there and get a gift, or do I say to heck with it and go on with my other business since I had so many errands to run? Now, if they had said, the gift is a calendar, okay. If they had said, the gift is a surprised toy for a child, that'd be lovely too. If they had said, the gift is a $20 merchandise certificate for anything that you want in the store, ooh, that sounds interesting, doesn't it? But you see, they didn't say that. And so, I was with many customers who were walking out of the store and saying, ah, they pulled that on me before, and all it was a little trinket of not much value. And for me to walk all the way back down from where I am at the door, into the store, down into the lower level, and go into the television sales area, and wait in line there for it, it just didn't seem beneficial. But, now, next time I go to Sears, I'm going to say to him, what sort of gifts were you giving out when you had your special gifts that you were giving out to customers? And they'll say, well, we had an overabundance of genuine diamond rings, and we had 50 of them to give out to our first customers, and then we had the ersatz diamond rings, which were not real, that we gave out to anyone else who wanted to stand in line. Ooh, how about that? And what were the real diamond rings worth? Well, each of the real diamond rings was worth about $300. My goodness sakes. So you see, you never really know. But waiting at the end of the line and being patient and letting the day be a joyful day and going home and saying, Sears gave me a special gift because I waited in line and I was shopping at the store the time at which they announced the gift was being given. And I stood in line, and I waited. And I waited, not impatiently, but very gently and very carefully. And I scurried down to the store, the area where they have the television sets for sale, and I was the fifth one in line. And so, believe it or not, I won a beautiful $400 diamond ring. And there was a young couple standing off next to me, and the man and woman were looking at each other. Already there were over 50 people in line. And he was saying to his sweetheart, boy, I would love to give you that diamond ring as our engagement ring. And she says, sweetheart, whatever you give me is a wonderful thing to do. And so I went over to them, and I said, I've already married, I've already had my diamond ring times. Would you like to accept this diamond ring and good wishes on your forthcoming marriage? And the girl says, wow! And the boy said, oh, yes, we sure would. Thank you very much. What's your name? What's this? That doesn't matter. Just call me Santa Claus or Mr. Cantle. And, you know, gifts come to us to give and to receive and to have and to be many beautiful things to take place in our life. And when we just flow with the opportunity, that $400 diamond ring, if I had tried to sell it, probably could have got $175 for it because they mark them down and they mark them up and they do all those things. And this young couple, the surprise, the delight, the imagination, the wonder, when they go around telling their friends, if they do, Santa or Mr. Candle, either one, gave them this beautiful diamond ring, everyone will say, oh, sure. And it's appraised at $1,000. Wow, what a wonderful gift. John, you are really all going way out on this engagement ring. And John says, there's nothing too good for my sweetheart. See, standing at the end of the line can bring many wonderful things to you. Sometimes you even end up standing at the beginning, at the right time, in the right place, and have the right opportunity to do wonderful things and share the goodness that you are. Have a great day and a wonderful day, and know that your thought for today can be, I'm always in my right place at the right time, doing the right thing, having a wonderful time, enjoying myself absolutely thoroughly. I love you. I love you. I love you.